Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, we appreciate your getting here Friday. You took your own sweet time about it, didn't you? Well, it is Friday, and that means, once again, it is my privilege to proudly announce the conclusion of the work week and beginning of the weekend. How about a little drum banging? Everybody, here we go. I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day. That's all. I don't want to play. I just want to bang on the drum all day. Here's another verse. Really? I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day. I don't want to play. I just want to bang on the drum all day. Hey, here we go. Weekend now officially underway, and not a moment too soon. Great to have you along. 8 minutes after 5 here on Friday as we enter the Friday free-for-all. 5 o'clock follies. Yep, it is the most heavily commuted, most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Show. But last 5 o'clock follies for this week. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. All you need to do is pick up the phone and give me a call using the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. Thanks for patiently waiting. Don has become the leadoff batter here in the Follies, and is in Spartanburg. Hi, Don, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby. First-time listener, first-time caller.
Aha. Moneypenny, do you have the welcoming cowbell handy? There you go, Don. A little cowbell welcome for you.
Well, listen, I just wanted to give you two inputs. One about your following up on your SEALs commentary a little while ago.
Yeah.
I was on the boats in the early 70s, and we took all the special forces on several occasions for what you might say is an exercise.
Gotcha.
And a lot of them were in Vietnam, and mm-hmm. Stories they had would curl your hair.
Yes. And it's funny because a friend of mine, who goes by the acronym or the AKA Fox Mulder. I mentioned the skull mask that I have when I'm absolutely forced to wear a mask somewhere. He actually sent me two. One is black with a white skull face on it, and the other is red. And there's a little saying on the bottom of the one that's red, which says, "Bad decisions make great stories."
That's true. Anyway, I'd like to say they were all a tough bunch, but I'm of course biased toward the Navy, and I think the SEALs are probably the biggest butt-kicking bunch there is.
Without a doubt. And close behind would be the operators of Delta and all the other spec ops snake eaters out there, as we used to refer to them.
We took them all, and they were all a tough bunch.
Yep. Yes, indeed. And when they arrived at the destination of their exercise, they meant business.
I'm sorry?
I say when they arrived at their destination on these exercises, they meant business.
They completed their mission with 100% satisfaction by all the commanders. So
referred to by the opposition in Southeast Asia, by the way, as the devils with green faces.
That's true. Yep.
Yeah.
They all left the boat through the forward escape hatch with green faces.
Yep. Great stuff, and I appreciate your mentioning your association with them, Don. Thanks. You're a first-time caller, and I hope you join us again with frequency.
Can I make a comment about this upcoming election?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go right ahead.
I am hoping and praying that all conservatives, all constitutionalists, and all people that are concerned about the future of this country will, if they're not registered to vote, to register to vote and vote. Our president needs all the support he can get. And unless he gets Congress on his side, he's going to have an uphill battle for the next 4 years.
Yeah, no question about it. Thanks a lot for the call, Don. Thanks for your service in the boats, and appreciate you joining us today. Good to have you here, sir. Dozen minutes after five. Dot, also in Greenville, has been patiently waiting. Hi, Dot, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby. I just want to comment on the little lady that called in about the verse from Ecclesiastes.
Yeah, that's Sarah.
And we should all get together. She was very sweet. But I tell you what, it's time the American people woke up and found out, yes, we can't sit around. God expects us to act also. I think we've gotten very lazy, and we have to stand up and fight for this country, just like the pastor she was talking about ripped off his gown and had the Continental Army uniform on. And I hate to tell people this, but, you know, I think we're headed for hard times, and it's going to take more than horns, hymns, and bugles. You better be armed with an AR-15 or whatever they call these things. You better have plenty of bullets, and you better start sticking together. You can't defend one home. We're going to have to even, if Biden gets in there, the guns will be taken up. And then we'll be just like the Jewish people when the Nazis came in. And I don't think this country realizes just how bad it's going to get if this happens.
Yeah,
because these anarchist groups out there, right now, this is their agenda. They started this year, and they've got plenty of money to funnel it. It is a terrorist organization, and we are stupid if we don't wake up.
Well said. Well said, Don. It's going to be very interesting between now and November 3rd and after as well. Thank you, Dot. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here. Quarter after five here on the Bobby Mack Show. Texter merely said MARSOC, MARSOC. Message received and understood. Quarter after five here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. 5:20 now, bumper to bumper here in the 5 o'clock Follies. Bobby Mack Show on the Friday free-for-all. A quick check of the sports page for today. Here's the headline. ESPN NASCAR huddle over TV ratings drop. NASCAR's chase for the Sprint Cup moved from ABC to ESPN this year, but TV viewers haven't followed. Ratings for the 2010 Chase's first four races were down 27% compared with the year before. NASCAR's, that's got to be a misprint, 2010. NASCAR's chase for the cup, What is this? Oh, this is about 2010. Sorry, I don't know how that got in there.
But trust me,
the ratings are not good. Meantime, you know about MLB taking a knee before the national anthem. And, of course, doubling down with BLM. Now, one coach for one Major League Baseball team may have crossed a bridge too far. Oakland Athletics bench coach Ryan Christensen may not get three strikes before he's out of baseball. This is from the website Inside Hook. To celebrate the team's 6-4 win over the Texas Rangers on Thursday, and by the way, I've not watched one second of Major League Baseball, nor am I likely to, Christensen stood by the dugout with his arm raised straight up in what appeared to be a Nazi salute to greet closer Liam Hendricks after he recorded the game's final out and notched a save. Hendricks clearly recognized what the gesture looked like and did not return it, Christensen's greeting while seeming to tell him to change what he was doing with his arm. Christensen indicated that he understood, then turned around towards the stands and raised his arm straight up as in a Nazi salute again. I've looked at the video of this, and that's exactly what it looks like. After footage of 46-year-old Christensen's gesture made the rounds on social media, people became outraged. He was asked about the situation. Susan Slusser tweeting, "I just spoke to Ryan Christensen. He said he knew instantly what it was about when David Forst called him because he'd reached out to do the karate chop. Hendricks said, no straight arm, and Christensen took a second to realize what he meant. He also issued an apology through the team. Quote, I made a mistake and will not deny it. Today in the dugout, I greeted players with a gesture that was offensive. In the world today of COVID, I adapted our elbow bump, which we do after wins, to create some distance with the players. My gesture unintentionally resulted in a racist and horrible salute that I do not believe in. What I did is unacceptable, and I deeply apologize." The team issued a separate statement and called the gesture offensive. "We do not support or condone this gesture or the racist sentiment behind it. This is incredibly offensive, especially in these times when we as a club and so many others are working to expose and address racial inequities in our country. We are deeply sorry that this happened on our playing field." Yeah. Good work. Yeah, good work there, Coach. To the phones we go. George is next up in Simpsonville. Hi, George, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Thanks, Bobby. Boy, these professional sports organizations are committing suicide, ain't they?
Yeah, they don't get it. You know, they want to be politically correct to the nth degree, and they are killing the goose that laid the golden egg.
Yep, and I'm glad that you and Tara haven't lost your mind, so I wanted to say something about the mask. I think that, you know, there's a real spirit of cowardice that's gripped our nation. I'm sitting in the parking lot, and, you know, Tara was talking about where do I go shopping without – I haven't put a mask on yet. I shop at Five Forks. Mm-hmm. I go in all them stores, and right. I don't wear one. And,
Yeah. You
know, as soon as you say something to people, you know, you're just wrecking your own immune system. They pull the thing down, and I watch people pull them out of their pockets. I mean, it's insane.
Right.
And when you say something to somebody – you know, most of the people I've encountered are like, I know. So, and by the way, that woman Dot that called before the break, that's my kind of woman.
Mm-hmm.
AR-15s are fun to shoot.
They are.
But, you know, one thing, peaceful thing that we can all do before it gets to that, which none of us want, is don't freaking comply.
Right.
But I'm freaked out in the last week. You know, a week ago it was about, I'd say, in the grocery store is about 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
I only saw one other person beside myself. I just got back from there. But, you know, then I'm sitting out in the parking lot, and I saw somebody I know come walking by. Nobody around. 90 degrees out. Mask on.
Yeah,
and
I know.
So I pulled around when she was putting her stuff in the car, and I said the same thing to her. I said, you're just, you know, and Ron Paul was explaining, he's a doctor, that, you know, it's just going to delay getting to herd immunity, which will burn out a virus. And
Yep. It's
just going to, all this mask wearing is going to cause this thing to linger around longer and longer. And then there's going to be all other health issues coming from, this is a very successful psychological operation. I'm blown away.
Yes, it is. And it's really disturbing that so many people are just so willing to be compliant, you know, and now Fauci turns around and says we should wear goggles as well. Is that next? Where you're going to end up wearing scuba suits or what?
Yeah, as my brother said, he works for, he retired from the Navy, so he contracts on the base down there, and they, you know, the base commander put out a thing, everybody's got to wear. He goes, man, you know what? I'm just going to walk in with a freaking biohazard suit on.
Sure.
And,
yeah.
I mean, because how far are we going to, and this is all about getting everybody vaccinated, which to me is a definite line in the sand. I'm not.
Yep.
I've
me
never
too.
Taken one. Yeah.
Anyway, me
too. God bless, man.
Thank you, George. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here. 528 on the Bobby Mack Show. Oh, I mentioned the texter said MARSOC. Those not familiar with that, that's the United States Marines Special Operations Command. And they're a bunch of tough operators as well. Semper Fi. Bobby, Trump signs and American flags all over eastern Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Bobby, I too cannot vote for flimsy, so I'm going to vote for someone much more popular, Mickey Mouse. I suggest everyone do the same. We in the upstate can't stop him, but we can send him a message. I can't vote for him in good faith. Let God decide. Afternoon, Bobby Mac. Was a beautiful day in Greer. Beefed smoked sausage and sauerkraut, corn nuggets, fried potatoes, and onions. Oh, my, my. I got to take a break for the news here at the bottom of the hour. Right back on the other side, we'll delve a bit more into the ongoing contretemps between Biden's latest missteps, the media's attempts to cover Biden himself trying to walk it back, and where we are now. Next, here on the Bobby Mac Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. 5:36 now, 24 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. ATF is on the way. Amazing true facts. First of all, back to the phones, because it is the all skate. Let's go to Greer and bring in JD on the program. Hi, JD, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby. Hope you're having a great day. I have two things. One, I went into Taco Bell today, and I wasn't thinking about it. Walked in, didn't have my mask on. The guy said, "You got a mask." I said, "Yeah," and I turned around, walked back out, because I didn't want to start anything.
Yeah.
So I come back in, and when I come back in, you know, he's got, like, a little attitude toward me, so I'm standing there ordering my food. And I look back, and there's two employees on one side and one on the other. Well, the one on the right had his mask on properly. I looked at the two on the left. Neither one of them had the mask on properly. They had it on, but they had it up underneath their chin, so their mouth was exposed and their nose was exposed.
Oh, boy.
So anyway, he took my food, you know, went ahead and took my money. Normally, I've been in there many times. It's the one in Seneca. And then most times, they'll say, "Will you fill out the survey?" I say, "Yeah, no problem. I've given them good surveys. I've always had good service." Well, today, I give him another survey. Since he didn't ask me to fill it out, I filled it out and told him exactly what I seen and what happened. And I also let them know that I took a picture of the guys back there with no mask on. They didn't know it, but I took it.
Right.
So anyway, I sent that in for them. We'll see what happens there. But the main reason I called you was, you know, everybody's calling this the Chinese coronavirus.
Right.
I've got a new name for it. The election infection.
Ooh, that's good.
That's what I think it should be called, because I got a feeling after election's over, this is all going to disappear. But
look, it's
have a good Friday.
Thank you. I appreciate it, JD. Thanks. In my estimation, it's the perfect storm. It's a confluence of events. Along comes the Wuhan flu. The Democrats have already tried. They've thrown everything, including the kitchen sink, including shampeachment at President Trump, and nothing has worked. But his biggest success has been the Trump economy. And if they can use this as a methodology to destroy what President Trump amazingly built in just 3.5 years, pardon me, then they've got something to campaign on. You know, the Wuhan flu was all Trump's fault, and all the other lies that they will tell. Pretty amazing. All right, let's go ahead and get to ATF for this Friday. And without further ado, Gary Goodvoice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing True Facts.
You know, sometimes when you hear a story about product development, you wonder how it actually managed to reach the shelves of stores in the method that it did, or being the way it is. Nobody ever said anything along the way. Hasbro is pulling a Trolls toy off of shelves because there's a button that makes it giggle, which is located right between its legs. Nobody in product development said, wait a second. Naturally, a number of moms have been outraged by this. One posted a video about it on Twitter.
Down here is a button right here on her privates. And if you push those, she makes these sounds. Like a gasping sound. This button, it says nothing about this button on the box. Nothing.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe somebody at Hasbro. So let's put it out there. It's going to be a big newsmaker. If that was the goal, mission accomplished.
Why wouldn't you put the button on the back like everywhere else?
Yeah, I mean, are you trying to garner attention in social media and hopefully drive up sales? Because radio shows like mine end up talking about it.
Not yours, Bobby.
Certainly not. Meantime, a 5-year-old girl in Colorado released a balloon, and on the balloon she wrote a message that said her top wish for 2020 was to get a pony. Amazingly, a woman with 7 horses found the balloon 50 miles away on her dad's property.
There is no such thing as coincidence.
There you go. And she said, hey, I can handle this. She tracked the girl's family down online, I have no idea how, and got in touch. I guess maybe the little girl had signed her name to it. They are hoping to meet up soon and go for a ride together.
Honestly, I'm a huge believer in fate. I think that this happened for a reason. We were just sitting there eating dinner, and he found a balloon caught in his fence, and it said, for my wish this year, I want my own pet horse, Macy.
I wrote that I wish that I had a pet pony.
We were all shocked, to be completely honest.
Just that one balloon, like, it absolutely made my day to see that there was actually something that I could do in the world today, even if it was just helping one person.
Yeah, nice gesture. So she's going to give the little girl a ride. It's not like she's giving her a pony, but, you know, nice. Meantime, there is a company in Ireland that is running a current Kickstarter campaign. You know how Kickstarter works? You get an idea and you put it on the web on Kickstarter and you try and raise money to be able to develop and market and sell your product. Anyway, they are attempting to do that for the shoes they make. These shoes are made out of apples.
What?
Don't ask me how.
Don't get close to horses.
Yeah. But certainly this is something that Nancy Sinatra would love.
These shoes are made from apples, so wear them every day. Or eat your apple shoes so you can keep doctors away.
Jeez. And finally, a 69-year-old great-grandma in North Carolina is suing Disney. And you can understand why when you get the details here. She was arrested at Walt Disney World and strip-searched. Bear in mind, this is a nearly 70-year-old great-grandmother. Why? Why was she subjected to all this? Because they found CBD oil in her bag.
Oh, come on, people.
Somebody is not as well-versed, I would think, thinking that great-granny was carrying around some sort of illegal drugs. Charges were later dropped. Here she is talking about it, along with her lawyer. Uh-oh.
Every time I think about it a whole lot or talk about it a whole lot, I get real nervous and don't feel well. Have to take off your clothes in front of people. It affects me.
A 69-year-old grandmother, a strip body cavity search. Oh. The bottle was clearly labeled 0% THC.
I have a feeling that we are headed for, oh, I don't know, maybe a hefty out-of-court settlement?
Maybe she will live in Cinderella's castle.
Could be, because somebody at Disney really messed this one up. There you go. There is today's Amazing True Facts. 6:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, I have to admit, here at 6:09, I was pretty proud of Moneypenny and myself for resisting the temptations we had on the Disney story about Granny being strip-searched. What was it you were thinking about saying, Moneypenny?
I can't honestly say that I remember without the FCC getting on top of me.
Something about who's running this Mickey Mouse operation?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Yeah, that was the ticket, Bobby.
Yeah, only it was somewhat more blue than that.
Blue? And, me? Never.
And I resisted as well the temptation to say, what a goofy way to run your business. We were ahead of the game there for a while.
See, but you could have gotten away with yours.
Yeah. The other one might have involved some FCC fines and not well.
Down to HR.
No need to be marched off to HR hell. Meantime, Ted Wheeler, this idiot who is the mayor of Portland, last night. Finally, what do you know? He reached his tipping point. He actually condemned the actions of the rioters. Oh, sorry. I mean the peaceful protesters who attempted to set fire to the police precinct again and then blocked the exits while people were inside. Wheeler, in a news conference with the Portland police chief, Chuck Lavelle. That's a great job right now, being the Portland police chief. You don't have to do anything. Although last night they did, because now the feds have pulled down. Mayor Wheeler, when you commit arson with an accelerant in an attempt to burn down a building that is occupied by people who you have intentionally trapped inside, you are not demonstrating. You are attempting to commit murder. Well, what do you know? The scales have fallen from Mayor Wheeler's eyes. Although he's still down for the revolution. The mayor continued, "Don't think for a moment that you are, if you are participating in this activity, you are not being a prop for the re-election campaign of Donald Trump, because you absolutely are. You are creating the B-roll film that will be used in ads nationally to help Donald Trump during this campaign. If you don't want to be part of that, then don't show up." See, everything is about politics. Never mind the poor citizens of Portland who have been subjected to this crap for more than 2 months. Never mind the two little old ladies who are having paint thrown on them by these Nazi brown shirt jackbooted thugs from Antifa and BLM. And he's wrong about saying they are being props for the B-roll of the re-election campaign of Donald Trump. Mr. Mayor, a prop is something that is fake, that is used in the movies to resemble something real. When these demonstrators show up with cans of gasoline and Molotov cocktails and baseball bats with nails driven into them and sledgehammers, those are not props. Those are real weapons intended to do harm. Unbelievable. These people are, well, you know, they voted for him. They put him in office. Meantime, President Trump today saying his presumptive Democrat challenger, Joe Biden, quote, is no longer worthy of the black vote. When was he ever, I would add, after the former VP made comments contrasting African Americans and Latino diversity. After yesterday's statement, sleepy Joe Biden is no longer worthy of the black vote, Trump tweeted this morning. Earlier Friday, the president had tweeted, sleepy Joe Biden just lost the black vote. This statement is a disaster from which there is no recovery. The president then deleted the tweet and replaced it with a new one. In both tweets, the president, of course, referring to Biden's remarks during an interview that aired at the convention of the National Association of Black Journalists and National Association of Hispanic Journalists. During the interview, Biden was pressed over whether he would re-engage with Cuba should he become president, something the interviewer noted would have an impact on Cuban-American voters in Florida. Biden responded, yes, yes. And by the way, what you all know, but most people don't know, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things. Biden later attempted to walk back the comments. Earlier today, I made some comments about diversity in the African-American and Latino communities that I want to clarify. In no way did I mean to suggest the African-American community is a monolith, not by identity, not on issues, not at all. Throughout my career, I've witnessed the diversity of thought, background, and sentiment within the African-American community. Well, if that's true, Joe, then why did you say the day earlier that day that there was no diversity in the African-American? So according to Biden, Ben Carson and Reverend Al are identical. Reverend Wright from Obama's church and Walter Williams are identical. God, this guy is a moron. One more to go. The bonus hour is still ahead here on the Bobby Mack Show on Friday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.